Craigslist has become a popular way to unload a used bike, maybe an old IKEA dresser, even a car. But a kidney? Hard to believe, but it happened. Back in 2009, Marcia Gould, who's now 73, was on dialysis and had been waiting for a kidney for 4 years. Then she heard from a friend that someone on Craigslist was offering to give away one of his kidneys for free to anyone who needed it. Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. And Carrie, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So this is quite a story. Now, you met Marcia Gould totally by accident while you were at a book reading in Los Angeles. What happened?
That's right. Well, so I was at this very sort of lively brunch that presented three different authors who were talking about their books. And one of the authors was an actress who used to be on Seinfeld, actually, who was talking about her book, which is called Bargain Junkie. And it's a way to, you know, do all kinds of things more cheaply. And she said to the crowd, you know, I want you all to share your stories with me of great bargains you've gotten, but I'll bet that none of you can beat this one. I heard that there was a woman who got her kidney for free on Craigslist.
It's amazing.
And there was this kind of weird murmuring in the crowd. And then in the corner, this lovely sort of silver-haired lady, just very in a very dignified, not particularly loud way, said, oh, yes, that's me.
This was Marcia Gould.
Yeah. And so the author was obviously flabbergasted. And she said, please come up and tell your story. And Marcia came up and told her story very simply that, in fact, she had been on dialysis. The outlook was not good. And a friend of hers happened to be trolling around on Craigslist, as we all do, looking at the freebie section, and he found this strange posting from someone saying, I have an extremely healthy kidney to give away. No, not a joke. And he immediately called Marcia. Marcia was actually in dialysis, and so she didn't get the message right away, but she was the first caller. She ended up connecting with him.
Now, this donor was a man named Patrick McFarland, who was intent on giving away his kidney. Why?
Why? Well, you know, it's kind of a fascinating question. He says that there was sort of a light side to it and a dark side to it. The light side was that he really did want to pass along some of the blessings that he'd been given, including two healthy kidneys. And I think he was influenced also by 9/11. He felt like he hadn't really served in a way that other people had. And then the dark side was that he'd had this very difficult life and he'd made some bad choices, as he puts it. And he was feeling sorry for some of the things he'd done, and he felt like this was a kind of way of repenting and asking God's forgiveness. Mm.
Now, Carrie, apparently it wasn't that easy for him to give away the kidney, and we're going to play a clip. This is of Patrick McFarland from a documentary trailer that's being made about the story. Let's listen.
I tried to donate a kidney at the University of Iowa and was told that they only accept cadavers. Mercy Hospital wouldn't allow me to donate a kidney because I didn't have insurance. Colorado wouldn't let me donate because I didn't have any family support.
So he turned to Craigslist. Is this legal, Carrie?
Well, it's illegal in the United States to buy or sell organs, but what he was doing was actually probably violating the rules of Craigslist. They say very specifically that you can't post body parts in their for sale section, and the free section is underneath their for sale section. So, in fact, he was apparently violating the rules of Craigslist, and within an hour or two of the post being up there, it was taken down, in fact.
But just to be clear, Marcia Gould got the kidney.
Yes.
Yeah. And how is she doing?
She's doing great, actually. She had the kidney implanted about 14 months ago, and she says that it worked wonderfully right from the get-go. And she's just grateful forever for this new life that this stranger gave to her.
Now, Craigslist has lots of cases of people requesting organs for a family member or for themselves, but this is the first case of what we know as a so-called non-directed donor. What does that mean?
That's right. I mean, we don't know for sure that it's never happened, but it's certainly exceedingly rare. A non-directed donor is someone who wants to give away their organ to someone they don't know. So to anyone, basically. So he was not trying to direct his donation. He just wanted to give it away to someone in need.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how does the medical establishment feel about that?
Well, it seems to be an attitude that's in flux. This was a really interesting part of the reporting of this story. There had been this long tradition of being extremely suspicious of anybody who wanted to give away an organ anonymously or to a stranger. I mean, we can all understand that you might want to donate a kidney to a loved one, to a family member, a child, or a parent. But the people who want to just give away a kidney to help somebody is a little bit beyond our usual conception of usual behavior. And so, in fact, there was even a paper written a few years ago that was called Non-Directed Kidney Donors, Madmen or Saints. In other words, how do we see these people and why are we not as good as they are? But the attitude in the field seems to be changing. And in fact, I spoke with someone from the New England Organ Bank who said, in fact, it's becoming much more accepted that, in fact, there may be a fair number of people who are neither madmen nor saints, but just want to help other people by giving away their organs.
Interesting. So maybe these public listservs like Craigslist are going to have to think about rewriting some of their regulations and policies if this is going to become more common.
Yes. And in fact, there are multiplying websites that actually try to match up would-be donors and people who need kidneys. And it gets even more complicated than that. There are these sort of chains that are being formed. Mm. Like if you need a kidney and you have a donor, but that donor isn't compatible with you, and there's another set of donor and recipient who also are not compatible, the websites will help you find each other, and then everybody ends up giving and getting a kidney who wants to.
Well, Patrick McFarlane, the man who gave his kidney to Marcia Gould, what's next for him?
You know, he says that he does not regret what he did at all, although the operation did, in fact, involve some pain and he had a complication afterwards. But he says no regrets whatsoever. And now he would like to give a piece of his liver and also possibly bone marrow.
Well, quite a story. Carrie Goldberg, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's Carrie Goldberg. She's co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. And you can read her complete story at commonhealth.wbur.org.